Hey y'all, it's December, and maybe you got a little time on your hands like I do. Is it a good time to start online dating again? How do we restart? What adjustments maybe can we make? Should we just wait until next year? Let's talk about it. What's up? This is Dominique Beaumonte, and you are listening to Season with Salt, the podcast. Before we even get started, let me rush to note that I am in no way an online dating expert. In fact, I don't even know, I was going to say I don't even know if I have a success story, but then I decided not to say that because I have had some relatively good success. And I say that because I have had some nice, thoughtful encounters with women who are kind and worthy of being dated, who I consider myself to be communal with still, like whether it's on social media or whatever. So anyway, having a success story doesn't always equate to you got married. It might also be one's very keen ability to recognize when something works or doesn't work and make the best possible decision for themselves. So hey, I do got some success stories and such. But anyway, I was thinking about this time of year, and I was thinking about all the things that are happening, and I thought, let me just share some of my perspective and some of my advice. I got some perspective, I got some advice, but I'd also love to know, what you think. I think that, the late November, December months are really great times of the year to consider online dating, whether it is considering doing it with a little bit more intention or starting or whatever that space and place might be for you. And here's why. Number one, people are traveling, right? Like they're going out and they're going home for the holidays, they're visiting family, they're exposing themselves to things that they perhaps haven't done before. And I think just having your radar open, if you're somebody who is looking to be coupled, looking to be in a relationship, this is a good time to both aggressively and passively be presenting yourself, and dating apps help, right? Like they allow you to be, I don't know if I was going to use the word scouted, but that sounds terrible. But they essentially position you to generate attention, even when you're not in the space of generating attention. It's like, to our ancestors and generations that have come before us, it's almost like we're cheating, right? Like, because we can be garnering this attention without really even making a strong effort. So anyway, people are traveling, people are less busy, people are feeling festive, people are feeling free. And I think these are reasons why, it's good ground to jump in and at least try it, right? So that's number one. I think the second thing is that, if you're one of those people who are already thinking about your goals for the upcoming year, and you're saying to yourself, like, next year, I want to prioritize, being in a strong, healthy relationship. You don't actually have to wait until next year because there are a lot of people who are having the same types of thoughts about what they want their relationship trajectory to be. And if everybody who's having those thoughts like jumps into the dating world or finds a way to avail themselves, then like paths can cross, right? So the presenting of yourself as available is ideal, in this season, particularly if you are open to dating. So number three, I think, is that the reality is that there's a lot of outside pressure to be coupled, right? Everybody is like, It come up at Thanksgiving, and it's going to come up at Christmas again, and it's going to come up at a holiday party, and people are trying to figure out, like, what do I do for New Year's? Who do I go with? Who do I use as a date? Like, all those things are coming up. And I think we have to consider, what intentionality do we want to have around the way that we show up to things, whether we're showing up solo, we're showing up in a group, we're showing up on a date, like, what do we want that to look like? So I think those are all reasons why. So, most of the time, people really don't need a reason why when it comes to dating, but these are specifically reasons why people tend to be more open-hearted when it comes to their own dating trajectory and opening their hearts and minds to an online dating app. So it is a harmless opportunity, right? Because you don't necessarily, I hear people talking about, like, the fear of being stalked and all that kind of stuff. Like, this is an opportunity for people to identify what they want in a person based on what they see without actually having to, like, do anything almost aside from upload your own pics. So I just wanted to put that out there. Assuming that you are like me, or assuming that you are considering online dating, or assuming that you are considering dating in general, whatever platform that you might use, or even if you're going to do it organically, like, you need to be equipped with some tools around this holiday season that perhaps other seasons don't call for. So I wanted to drop some knowledge from my own experience, from things that I've read, from things that I think you should consider that might be helpful for dating around the holiday season. Okay, so that's the why. Here's some advice. I got six pieces of advice. Number one, if you're going to go into this season, you've decided to take that plunge, to take the risk, to present yourself. First of all, I think that if you've already had a dating profile, this is the perfect time to make some adjustments, update some stuff, add some new things, like, just take a look at your profile to make sure it reflects who you not only are, but who you wish to be, who you're projecting yourself to be, even in the new year. So first of all, don't just reopen and start swiping. Like, take a look at what you've said that you are, take a look at the photos that you posted, and just reflect on whether those things best represent where you are in life, the season, right? Like, what people are hoping to get out of this season. But I think it's also important to probably not be on five or six apps, right? Maybe limit yourself to one or two apps to get started, or limit yourself to one or two apps so that you have some time to focus, and then don't have, like, the same photos or the same stuff on all the apps, because most people are on multiple apps. And if you're on multiple apps, like, you see those people and you're like, oh, they're saying the exact same thing, the exact same picture, like, just boring. So try to get away from being boring, but also try to get away from repetition, and try not to be on 16 apps. It's a lot to manage. It can be overwhelming. And when you start realizing that the same people are on the same apps, like, you're probably just going to get tired and bored and delete all of them. So don't do that to yourself. Limit yourself to a couple of apps. Number two, if you are a person, like, a creature of habit like myself, like, maybe consider getting on an app that you've never tried before. I challenged myself. I used to be just like a Bumble person, and somebody at work said, hey, like, try this website. And I was like, I have to be very careful because of my relationship with God, my vocation, my calling. I don't want to just be on five or six apps, and I want to make sure that the apps that I'm on, like, represent intentionality. Like, I can't be, there's some apps, because of their tradition and trajectory, I'm not going to be on just because of what they represent to other people. So if you're a person that has a standard, like, make sure that those apps align with the standard, that you have. Also, if you're deleting apps or you're trying to clean up some things from old apps, like, make sure that you are completely, deleting yourself from those apps, not pausing, not because when you think you're no longer a part of something and they're still using your profile and your data and your information to, like, you know, you want to be careful with that. I was on a, I had thought that I had closed down the app and happened to re-engage with that app only to realize that I was still on there and people were still engaging and interacting with me, which really was not what I wanted. And so, like, you just got to be careful with that. The other thing is, just to get down into some, like, really, you know, important things, I think you should consider the amount of time that you have to dedicate to dating in general before you hop on these apps. Because a lot of times, like, you're in a moment of boredom, and you're just like, hey, you know, let me see what's out there in the moment. Or maybe it's you're getting ready for the weekend, or you're thinking about you need a date for an event. And so, but then, like, you know, time goes on and your ability to really, you know, engage and to stay engaged, like, wanes. You have to be careful with that, right? Because, like, when people are on there, if you can catch the right person's enthusiasm, eye, attention at the same time that you're displaying in the enthusiasm, like, there could be a match there, right? But if you're just going to be, you know, riding the wave of enthusiasm for a day or two and then forgetting about it, you know, I think you need to consider, how much time do I have to dedicate to this? And so for me, like, it's an hour, like, maybe I have an hour a week, right, where I'm just saying, I'm going to go and respond to messages. I'm going to go on and see what things are going on, see how people are responding to me. I'm going to make sure that I spend at least a little bit of time being intentional about engagement. And if I meet somebody that I like, or that I want to continue a conversation with, and I know I don't have the capacity to log back on that app immediately, like, considering, you know, making an external connection, right? Here's my phone number. Or do you want to connect on another social media site? Or what's a way that we can connect in case I don't log back on? So those are things to consider. How much time do I have? What's my realistic commitment? Am I going to be doing this every day, every other day, a couple times a week? What am I going to do? The other thing I think you need is a dating philosophy, right? Because you're putting your best foot forward. You're talking about your career trajectory and the things that you care about, and posting pictures of you and your friends, and you're presenting yourself to the world. And people are going to be interested in you. People are going to want to know more about you. They're going to want to connect with you. They're going to be attracted to what you present. What are you willing to do? How are you willing to respond? What is your philosophy? So are you a person that is like, you know what, I don't want to do a whole lot of chatting. I'd rather connect directly and see if it goes. If you want to do a lot of coffee meeting, if you like going to dinner or whatever it is, like, you have to decide, like, what's the norm for your dating response time? What's the norm for what you like to do? I think it's also important, particularly if you are committed to gender norms, to realize that, like, it can be very expensive to date, right? And so don't waste people's time, and don't waste people's money, and don't waste people's resources. So thinking about your dating philosophy, what does it look like? Do you want to go on as many dates as possible? Do you date people, even if they, do you give everybody a chance? Like, you know, like, what are the boundaries that you have? Like, those are the things that you should think about before you really start engaging with other people, because you don't want to lead people on and you don't want to waste your own time. So what's your dating philosophy? I think also it's important, if you're doing online dating, to channel thoughtfulness, to channel creativity, to channel patience, because you need all these things, right? Like, you need them to put your best foot forward. And you also need that to, as you navigate relationships with people that you don't know that you're meeting with online. The other thing that you need to be very concerned about and thinking about is safety. Right? Because, you know, sometimes, like, we heard horror stories about people, you know, being tricked, but, like, people lie. People really do try to capitalize on people's vulnerabilities around this time of year. And you got to be cognizant of that. You got to know what your limits are. You got to make sure that you're not willing to do things just to create the this idea that you're coupled or you're in a relationship or you got a man or you got a woman, you got to be careful with that. I think the other thing is that I think is important is really preparing for a season of dating so that it's not as stressful to prepare for dating. And what I mean by that is, like, if you know that this is a time of the year that you really want to date, you want to put your best foot forward out, your dating philosophy is early and often, meeting, learning people, meeting people, finding out who they are as a person, then you shouldn't be in a cycle where you're regularly having to run to the mall or to the grocery store to get hygiene products. Like be the person that you that people will be dating, right? Like, set yourself up for success. Like, get yourself a couple of pieces, you know, that for the season that you wear to dating. Like, make sure that when you're taking your dry cleaning at the beginning of the week, that it is inclusive of things that you want to be able to wear on a date. Make sure that you have, you know, you might go on a date after work and you might not have time to go home and freshen up. Maybe you have some things in your trunk that allow you to freshen up so that you don't necessarily have to go home. If the value that you put on dating is you like to do it a lot. The other thing is that, you know, you might to prepare yourself, you know, for creativity and to be in situations where you might have to get out of them quickly if you don't like how it feels, or, you know, like, sometimes that is, you know, as men, like, you want to leave you don't want to leave a bad taste. You might have to drop a gift card or something and, like, you know, kind of separate, but you don't want to leave your credit card, or maybe it means, like, having cash on deck, you know, to get out of a difficult situation very quickly. You know, stuff like that. So I think that overall, it's a good season to invest time and resources into dating, whether it be via dating apps or organically. But I think that more importantly, it calls for a lot of intentionality, because there's a lot of directions that we're pulled in around this time of year, whether it's, you know, ministry or personal or family. There's so much going on, and you want to make sure that you're dating with intentionality and that dating is not more of a chore or something that's stressing you out than it is potentially bringing you hope and love and the things that you need in a relationship. So hopefully that advice is helpful. I'd love to know more about what you're doing this month, how you're preparing yourself for dating, what your dating philosophy is, and look forward to chatting with you more. Let's say a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for the privilege that you give us, God, to explore relationships with others. We ask, God, that in our effort and our pursuit of relationships, Father, that you lead us, that you guide us, that you show us who you want for us, what you want for us. And then more importantly, Father God, help us to be committed to our own growth, our own development in you. Help us not to be unfaithful to loving ourselves and being good stewards of the things that you have given us. And we thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Season with Saul, with Saul.